99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The ABC has learned that the 27-year-old man who shot and killed four people at a New York City office building carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and asking that his brain be studied. He also made references to the NFL, whose offices are headquartered in that Park Avenue building. The suspect, Shane Tamura, had documented mental health history and played high school football. Police say he took his own life after the shooting. In Reno, Nevada, another deadly mass shooting.
Police say a suspect opened fire on a group of people outside the Grand Sierra Resort, killing three and wounding several more. Officers engaging the suspect in a shootout. He was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
ABC's Lana Weiss. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says over 60,000 Palestinians have been killed so far in the 21-month-old war. United Health Group, the largest healthcare company in the nation, falling short of profit expectations. It's issued a weak outlook for the rest of the year. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Governor Tony Evers says he won't be making any endorsements just yet as candidates start to line up to succeed him. Evers was in Appleton Monday for a listening session where he said he doesn't usually endorse anyone in a primary race. Evers announced last week he won't seek a third term. It's a note from Scott Walker, the Republican former Wisconsin governor, shooting down a speculation he might run again in a social media post over the weekend. Walker, who lost to Evers in 2018, said he'll continue his work as president of the Young Americas Foundation conservative youth organization. And Wisconsin has its first confirmed case of West Nile virus this year. The State Department of Health Services said the confirmed case was a Barron County man in his 60s. Mosquitoes collected in Milwaukee and Lafayette counties have tested positive for the virus. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, a slight chance of an afternoon shower and thunderstorm with a high of 85. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances, patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning with a low of 65. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog turning mostly cloudy with a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 76. On Friday, sunny with a high of 78. Currently, it is 71 degrees outside the Max FM studios. 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining you, 6:03. It is our flash over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off a $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen Cocktails and Barbecue. Just $12.50 till 9 a.m. this morning. Here is Michael Jackson on Max FM.
I said you wanna be starting something. You got to be starting something. I said you wanna be starting something. Speak.
radio's not dead.
But a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
We're your fresh choice.
99.7 Max FM.
Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, a slight chance of an afternoon shower and thunderstorm with a high of 85. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances, patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning with a low of 65. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog turning mostly cloudy with a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 76. On Friday, sunny with a high of 78. Currently, it is 71 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Maximum hits.
Elton's back with the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers are now practicing in pads. Center Elton Jenkins, who's been dealing with a back injury, is back on the field and says getting a pay raise is no longer an issue for now.
Right now, I'm not even thinking about that. It's more so just, you know, what I can do to help the team and just being present, you know what I'm saying, getting good with the offensive line, building chemistry with the quarterbacks and the offensive line.
Baseball. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs last night. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Christian Yelich, and another for first baseman Andrew Vaughn. Now the Brewers making a trade, picking up catcher Danny Jansen in exchange for a minor league player. The 30-year-old Jansen has spent most of his career with the Blue Jays. He's originally from Wisconsin, where he played for Appleton West High School. Catcher Eric Haas has been designated for assignment. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:14 on Tuesday morning. As I'm looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, a little bit of light rain falling, but nothing too substantial. The overnight storms did move through about 1:30 this morning, and nothing was severe with those, thankfully. But we will see it clear up, as I mentioned in our forecast a little bit ago. You need to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. It is our flash sale. We have half off a $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Barbecue. Just $12.50 for that $25 certificate. And I was looking at some of the pictures they had out there. Oh, my goodness. Pulled pork, coleslaw, homemade macaroni and cheese. Oh, my goodness. This looks so tasty. I'm looking at this picture. I am hungry already. I wish they were open right now so I could sample some of this. I've not been there yet, so I'm definitely going to go over and get one of these certificates. Again, this is our flash sale this morning over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Also, limited quantities available. So if you're interested in getting one of these certificates, you should do it now. There's only a few left in the store. I'm checking to see if we can get any more. But yes, limited quantities available of this as well. Our flash show goes until 9 a.m. this morning. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. There was more destruction than usual at a monster truck show in Bremerton, Washington. After a truck made an impressive jump, one of its giant tires flew off after a bouncy landing. The tire bounced out of the grandstands and into the parking lot where it crushed a small car. Here's the reaction caught on camera by one of the spectators.
Oh! Oh! Oh my! Oh no! Holy crap! Oh my God! No way! Someone's car just got... Oh my God! Oh my God! I hope no one's car is messed up.
Luckily, no one was injured, but its Kia had its windshield, roof, and back window crushed. I saw the pictures of this yesterday, and oh my goodness, that car is totaled. There's no two ways about it. Can you imagine going to a monster truck rally, getting excited or watching a car get crushed, and then find out your hopes and dreams were crushed because it was your car that crushed? Yeah, not a good day for that Kia owner. I feel bad for the Kia owner, and, you know, those things do unfortunately happen. It's like when you park outside a baseball diamond or a softball diamond, balls do sometimes go out of the play area and into vehicles' windshields. In this case, most likely, it's just a simple windshield replacement. Not in the case of this Kia. That Kia, I would say, is done based on its pictures. That is insane. I've seen a lot of things over the years. I used to attend a lot of local races. I remember watching cars go up on their roof or go right along the wall. I remember one time a car went up on the roof and the guy's helmet fell off. That was kind of crazy to see. And then, of course, there was another guy who had a car that when he had to get into his car, he had to have it flipped down on the door so he could get into it. A little bit of a larger gentleman. And unfortunately, he did roll that car, and it was quite interesting to see what happened with getting him out of that car. So, yeah, a lot of crazy things I've seen, but not nearly as crazy as a monster truck tire falling off and then crushing a car in the parking lot. Talk about a bad day. I feel bad for that person. So, yeah, it's one of those I find interesting. The pictures of this are just crazy. I can't do it justice talking about on air. If you get a chance, go out and Google that. It is crazy. You know, and this person probably was thinking, they're probably shook up pretty good. You can tell these spectators were as well. More music mornings with Dave Grant. Emily will be joining me at 7:10. Shenanigans will ensue. Don't forget to text in those local birthday and anniversary wishes. We'll be celebrating those right around 7:40 this morning. You can text those to 608-355-9970. Here is AC/DC. You shook me all night long on Max FM.
She was a fast machine. She cocked the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes telling me no lies. Knocking me out with those American thighs. Taking more than a share. Had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the world started shaking. The earth was quaking. My mind was aching.
just understand. The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:24 on Tuesday morning. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday so far. As I look outside, we do have a little bit, maybe sprinkles outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Coming up momentarily, we will have a full look at our weather forecast. Don't forget, our flash sale is happening over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Till 9 a.m. this morning, we have half off a $25 certificate to this. I'm so excited about this one. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this. Half off a Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue certificate. That certificate till 9 a.m. is just $12.50. They're located over in Rock Springs. And oh my goodness, the picture I found this morning, just go take a look at it. It's over on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. When I see food like this early in the morning, that breakfast sandwich I had this morning pales in comparison. So yes, I'm hungry looking at this picture. I need to stop looking at this picture. I wish I could sample a little bit of it this morning as well. So again, go check it out. Half off that $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. Till 9 a.m., that certificate's just $12.50 during our flash sale. Limited quantities are available. So if this is something you're interested in, You're going to want to get that in your cart and get checked out, because I checked. Only a few of these certificates remain this morning. And I can't wait to try them out. They're located in the old fire department in Rock Springs. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, in Massachusetts, a woman was attacked by a raccoon on her own property, and she says that the creatures have become monsters. Now, here's Catherine talking about this attack, and, you know, it's a raccoon, so yeah, I can see where she's coming from. It attacked her on her own property.
They become monsters. It flew at me from several different directions. All I could do was scream, help me, help me. This is a nightmare. I kept saying it to myself because I couldn't find any other words. I just encountered a monster.
So Catherine needed to be patched up, but she is okay after the unprovoked attack from this raccoon on her deck. And yes, it sounds like that raccoon was a little bit angry, to say the least. Maybe I couldn't find the trash it was looking for. We're not really sure. But yeah, that's scary. I've seen these out, and they're just creepy looking at night when you see them out as well. I mean, I watched them coming out of the storm sewer one time, and so that part was so gross as well. And so, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of them at all. So I get where she's coming from, totally. So yeah, that is just yuck. And so, glad Catherine's doing okay. That's the big thing right now. I think that still insanely crazy. That's what happened there. So yeah, we'll keep tabs on that story. If we hear any more details on that, we'll definitely pass it along. Coming up, we are going to have a full look at our weather forecast, and our 50-minute music hour continues on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, a slight chance of an afternoon shower and thunderstorm with a high of 85. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances, patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning with a low of 65. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog turning mostly cloudy with a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 76. On Friday, sunny with a high of 78. Currently, it is 71 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the love. We belong to the sound of the words before falling under. Whatever we deny, all the grace for worse or for better. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just dull the facts? Now there's no looking.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:37 on Tuesday morning. A little bit cloudy outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. Maybe a few sprinkles out there as well. We'll have a full look at your weather forecast in just moments. Again, it is Tuesday, and we have a flash sale going on over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Today, till 9 a.m., we have half off a $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. That certificate today only just $12.50. Go over and check them out. They're in Rock Springs, and where the fire department used to be. The picture of the food on there is just amazing. I can't talk about that enough. But if you want one of these certificates, you want to get over to MaxFMBigDeals.com and get them now. There are limited quantities of these certificates available today, and the flash only goes to 9 a.m. So if there's somewhere you want to go try out, go get those certificates. They have a Friday night fish fry, smoked wings. They have prime rib. Also, ribs and homemade mac and cheese. Yes. Can you tell I'm hungry this morning? I love homemade mac and cheese as well. So that's the other part of it. So again, shop local, save big. Our flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Till 9 a.m. this morning, 50% savings at Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. It is National Chicken Wing Day today, just in case anyone's curious as well. Now, this gentleman in Canada wants some answers after he says his Turo car rental went sideways back in February when traces of fentanyl were found inside the vehicle. Here is Christian Reyes talking about being hassled at the American-Canadian border over trace amounts of drugs. This is just crazy.
Shocking, and it literally flipped my life over. Well, I have nothing to hide. Go for it. And so, long story short, they found fentanyl. Dogs went in. They went into my business. They went into every nook and cranny of my life, as well as the passenger's life, thinking that we were drug dealers or drug smugglers. They made the conclusive understanding based on that residue that it was from somebody before us. Me and the passenger were like in disbelief of like, this is nuts.
Yeah, that is absolutely nuts. So yeah, it was from somebody who had had the vehicle before them, and then these guys were in it and then trying to get back in. So yeah, that is interesting. And so crazy story again. They were being hassled after they found fentanyl traces on the steering wheel of this car that this guy rented from Turo. And he was being hassled at the American-Canadian border over this. So yeah, that is kind of crazy to say the least. And I don't think that's why Aaron Crennel isn't back yet today, but he is out again today. His travel plans got a little bit messed up. And so, yeah, Aaron is going to be back with us on Wednesday. Chatted with him yesterday. Everything is okay. Just a little bit of delay in the game of his return from vacation. So I'll actually be filling in again today at 4 o'clock for Aaron, since Wendy is already filling in today at 7 for Mace, who's filling in for Jay at 11. So just keeping track of where everyone is at today is going to be fun. And then I also have to remember to come back to work at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's the other part of it, because all of a sudden I'll be like, oh yeah, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Because normally I'm like, okay, now I can chill for a few minutes and then get ready to make dinner. No, I got to get back to work. So if you don't hear me at 4 o'clock or a little thereafter, just say, hey, Dave, get to work, because that means I forgot. So it'll be nice being back on the afternoon, evening time frame as well. I do miss doing that a little bit. That's where I originally was filling in when I first started doing this. So yeah, looking forward to filling in with everyone this afternoon. And Wendy's on all week. She's filling in all week in the evening time slot, as Jay's on vacation all week. And looks like he's having a good vacation as well. So I'm not going to bug him and ask him how his vacation's going. I hope he's having a good time on his vacation. And hopefully the weather cooperated where he is at as well. Speaking of weather, that's coming up next after we have a look at our community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register, as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details. details on whole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
Your future is built one step at a time, and at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we're here to walk with you. This is Kathy Mackesy, and whether you're saving for your first family vacation or planning for retirement, we provide personalized support for every stage of life.
Step into a brighter future with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, a slight chance of an afternoon shower and thunderstorm with a high of 85. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances, patchy fog developing early tomorrow morning with a low of 65. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog turning mostly cloudy with a high of 74. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 76. On Friday, sunny with a high of 78. Currently, it is 71 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night.
Streetlights,
people
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:53 on Tuesday morning. We have so many things going on this week. Again, flash sale over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Till 9 a.m., we have half off a $25 certificate to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue. That certificate's just $12.50 till 9 a.m. Limited quantities available, limited time offers. A flash sale does end at 9 a.m. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Tomorrow, the Farmer's Market is back in downtown Baraboo. Yes, they are. They'll be on the Courthouse Square in front of the Weicker Gray Day Building of the Max FM Studios from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. the 500 block of Oak Street. Go to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They will tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along later on this evening, so you can plan your shopping excursion on Wednesday morning. Concerts on the Square back on Thursday night as well. That'll be held 7 p.m. on the Courthouse lawn. In case of inclement weather, that does get moved over to the Al Ringling Theater. This Thursday, it's Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. Nate Gibson literally wrote the book at Stardate Records, country music's largest independent record label in the 1950s and the 60s. So yes, the Stardate story, the house that country music built, and they've been keeping the golden era of country music alive. So that is happening this Thursday, 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn. Just a couple concerts on the squares left. So yeah, this one looks like a good one. So I'm excited about that. And then on Saturday, of course, the Farmer's Market is back again in downtown Baraboo. Again, 500 block of Oak Street, right in front of our studios. That is happening from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So, yes, Farmer's Market is back. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to have a look at state news, national news, a look at our weather forecast after Steve Winwood on Max FM.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740 and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stories of terrified office workers barricading themselves into conference room amid what turned out to be a mass shooting inside a New York City high-rise office building during the evening rush. Jessica Chen thought of her friends and family.
I texted my parents that I love them. I texted people good in my life that I love them. We were honestly really really scared.
The gunman, identified as 27-year-old Shane Tamura from Las Vegas, shot five people, killing four of them, including an off-duty NYPD officer. ABC News has learned that Tamura had a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and made references to the NFL, which is headquartered in that building. Another mass shooting at a resort in Reno, Nevada, left three people dead and three wounded. No motive there. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern shoring up the details of their proposed merger. If allowed by regulators to move forward, the deal would create the first transcontinental railroad. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Governor Tony Evers says he won't be making any endorsements just yet as candidates start to